And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Supreme Court has issued an emergency order that temporarily keeps COVID-era restrictions on immigration in place.
In his dissenting opinion, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, "The policy's fate should fall on elected officials," adding, "We are a court of law, not policymakers of last resort." President Biden isn't pleased with the ruling.
And in the meantime, we have to enforce it, but I think it's overdue.
The high court's ruling comes as the situation at the border in El Paso, Texas, becomes more desperate. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
Southwest Airlines is apologizing for canceling thousands of flights the past few days. KOVR-TV's Madison Keevy has been talking with the airline's customers in Sacramento.
Southwest is still emailing us to check in for a flight that doesn't exist.
48 hours into this cancellation fiasco, rental car companies are one of the next options to get home.
Renting the car and loading both girls up and doing the 7-hour drive, so.
This mom of two little ones feels relief. Their belated Christmas trip to Oregon is back on.
Milledgeville, Georgia, one of many small southern towns without water, after freezing temperatures caused pipes to burst. WMAZ-TV reporter Jessica Cha is there.
We want them to know from the city of Milledgeville that we are working and we are here on the grounds.
Mayor Mary Parham Copeland says crews and contractors are working on leaks around the city. Meanwhile, they're also handing out water.
It won't totally aspirate what's going on, but it'll help them to be able to at least take a bath, be able to boil the water to cook.
For now, the focus is to help the people who need it.
The 7-day-long African-American and Pan-African holiday Kwanzaa is being celebrated. Detroit Parks official Njiji Kai is hoping others will learn about the holiday.
Those seven principles are excellent opportunities for us to talk and to check ourselves. How's your life rolling? And to really look at bringing those values, those principles into our lives.
Remembering Pittsburgh sports legend Franco Harris. Fans gathered at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh Tuesday. This woman watched him play football at Penn State and then as a Steeler.
Franco was just a wonderful ambassador for Penn State Nation and the Steeler Nation, and can't say enough good things about him. Had to be here today.
Harris died last week. He was 72. Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic has arrived in Australia almost a year after he was deported for refusing to get a COVID-19 vaccination. He's in Australia to compete for a 10th Australian Open title. Since he was forced to leave the country, the Australian government has lifted its strict rules for unvaccinated travelers. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone. At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Something's wrong, Sean. I'm hearing myself in my own ear. There you go. Thank you. Hey, welcome to the program. We've got a lot to talk about today. Trump isn't our biggest problem. It's the authoritarian fascist movement he's launched. There were loads of Oath Keepers working at the Department of Homeland Security on January 6th. We'll get to that. There's a group that wants to expand and improve Medicare, not destroy it with backdoor privatization. There's a deadline coming up on that. And in the second and third hours of our program today, my old friend, colleague, and writing partner, Lamar Waldron, who wrote two books together on the JFK assassination, will be with us for both hours talking about some new, a whole bunch of new stuff going on around the assassination of John Kennedy, and some documents that are supposed to be released by the Biden administration that Lamar is pretty skeptical about. We'll see. But just digging into things, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Trump Isn't Our Biggest Problem, It's the Authoritarian Fascist Movement He Launched. This is just amazing. There's a reporter for TPM who obtained text messages from Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who was, you know, formerly, as you probably remember, a Tea Party congressman, you know, one of these cokehead guys. And 34 Republican members of Congress were corresponding with Meadows about ending our democracy, about ignoring the result of the election 2 years ago and simply saying, hey, you know, Trump is president. We now have a dictator for life. It's the end of the American experiment. And, you know, but the billionaires will get bigger tax cuts now going forward. Fossil fuels will, you know, be our primary energy source forever. When the planet starts melting down, we'll all be dead. So, hey, let's go for it, say these old rich white guys by and large. Congressman Ralph Norman, who is a Republican from South Carolina, wrote, Mark, in seeing what's happening so quickly and reading about the Dominion lawsuit attempt to stop any meaningful investigation, we are at a point of no return in saving our republic. Our last hope is invoking martial law. Please urge the president to do so. Now, he spelled Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, like in the Marshall Plan to help Europe. You know, it was named, as I recall, after General Marshall. But martial law is actually spelled M-A-R-I-T-A-L, as in, if I'm spelling it right, I'm lousy with those kind of things. Just in my head, I have to see it written down. But yeah, M-A-R-T-I-A-L. Anyway, what it means is having to do with the military. Martial, like military. And military law means that there is no more constitution. It means that the military runs the government and that the government is run under the rules of the military. Well, the military has its own, essentially its own constitution. It's called the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ. When you join the military, you agree to be, I'm lacking a word here, not ruled by, but you agree to conduct yourself under the rules of and be bound by the UCMJ instead of the Constitution in those areas where they conflict. In other words, in the military, you have no free speech rights. You have no First Amendment rights. They're just gone. You have no Second Amendment rights. The military can decide when you have a gun and when you don't. You have no Fourth Amendment rights. The military can go through your, you know, if you live on base, they can go through your home anytime they want. They can go through your office anytime they want. You have no Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. You have no 14th Amendment right to, you know, for equal protection under the law. And this is what this congressman, Ralph Norman, representative from South Carolina, was asking Mark Meadows and Donald Trump to put into place. End the American experiment, suspend the Constitution, replace it with the UCMJ, and put the United States under the control of the military. Now, a new poll is showing that 61% of Republicans have abandoned Trump. Not because they object to his brutality or his lawlessness. When you dig into the survey, you discover that, you know, they're abandoning Trump because they think he can't win elections. And he can't. I've been telling you this for 2 years now, that, you know, Donald Trump has damaged goods. He shot himself in the foot. He, you know, even with his own supporters. And, you know, in all probability, he's going to prison. Now, that actually might work to his benefit in a small way. You know, when Hitler went to jail, Hitler went to prison for a little over a year, I believe, in the neighborhood of 2 years, as I recall. That's where he wrote Mein Kampf. He came out of jail a martyr and a hero. Netanyahu got arrested and, you know, for is being actively prosecuted right now for corruption, for bribery and corruption. It won him re-election as Prime Minister of Israel. Ken Paxton down in Texas got busted 7 years ago for securities fraud. The government's still trying to prosecute him. And yet he keeps getting reelected as as Attorney General for the state of Texas, as the chief law enforcement officer, guy under indictment. In Republican world, that makes you a martyr. So, you know, Trump still maybe remotely has a small chance, but I don't think so. And I think this poll, 61% of Republicans have abandoned him, really proves this, which raises the question, where are these people going and why? Which I would also ask you, along with our, you know, anything goes holiday, you know, whatever you want to talk about today. Where do you think they're going to go? It's looking like they're going to DeSantis. They're jumping on the Ron DeSantis train, you know, who's DeSantis largely indistinguishable from Trump when it comes to supporting cruel, racist, white male supremacist, Christo-fascist policies. And this is happening because Donald Trump launched a modern-day authoritarian fascist movement. And he did it with the help of a modern-day authoritarian fascist, Vladimir Putin, and the handful of American and foreign billionaires. And the authoritarian followers who embraced Trump are just now, you know, looking for another authoritarian leader to follow. And DeSantis is out there waving his flag around saying, hey, look at me. You know, I think Greg Abbott might have had presidential ambitions at one point, but I suspect he's probably going to remain, you know, to stay happy as governor of Texas. You got Ted Cruz, who wants to be the new fascist, you know, guardian of the realm. You've got Marco Rubio talking like this. I mean, you know, Rick Scott, obviously Josh Hawley, Tom Tillis,
There's this list of Rick Scott. I think I mentioned Rick Scott. You know, this is a 10-point plan to destroy America, or was it a 14-point plan to end Social Security and Medicare, among other things. But the big mistake that so many political observers make, and you hear this every day in the news, is arguing or believing that Trumpism is all about Trump, and it's not. Trump is just a cutout. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time with the right message to resonate with an aggrieved white racist Christo-fascist Republican base that the Republican Party has been nurturing since Nixon's Southern Strategy and since Reagan declared that he was running for president on a white person's platform. His first speech as an official candidate for president of the United States was down in Philadelphia, Mississippi, the place where Schwarmer, Goodman, and Cheney were murdered. The three civil rights workers were murdered and their bodies buried. I mean, they made a movie out of this, Mississippi Burning. And that's where Reagan kicked off his campaign. His vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush, became president based on an ad about Willie Horton, a black guy. Bush's son became president because five Republicans on the Supreme Court handed it to him. And, of course, Trump became president because he did the same thing Nixon and Reagan had done. He reached out to white supremacist racists. This is not the first time this has happened in the United States. As Arnold Toynbee pointed out, it seems like, you know, the average human lifespan is 80 years. And about every 80 years, we go through one of these things. 80 years ago, it was the Great Depression and World War II. 80 years before that, it was the Panic of 1856 and the Civil War. 80 years before that, it was the Panic of 1771 and the American Revolution. Do we need an economic crash and a world war to complete this cycle? I don't think so. I think it's possible, maybe even tending toward probable. But maybe not. Maybe we can fix this. And that the crisis we're going to have is not going to be the rise of fascism in Germany. And it's not going to be, you know, the South declaring war against us. And it's not going to be England, you know, blockading the port of Boston. That the crisis we face is going to be hundreds of oath keepers working in the Department of Homeland Security. It's going to be, you know, this fascism and this fascist movement embedded within the Republican Party and within our government. And the question now is whether, you know, in this era of mass media and the internet, this information infrastructure that we have and this political infrastructure that we have here in the United States will be strong enough to stop the spread of today's new fascism and succeed in awakening and alerting America's people. I think they're beginning to. It's not about Republican versus Democrat. This is about authoritarian fascism versus democracy in our republic. And the stakes are much bigger than those 128 members of Congress who voted to end American democracy on January 7th, 2021. All Republicans, 10 of them senators. It's much bigger than their political careers. It's the fate and future of our country and, frankly, of democracies all around the world. Do you think our media is up to this moment? Do you think they're even recognizing this moment? Or our politicians, including our Democratic politicians? I'm concerned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Meanwhile, Brett Kavanaugh is partying with fascists. It's amazing. And progressive lawmakers are saying, don't privatize Medicare. I'll get into that in just a moment.
We're
Technology has improved just about everything. Phones, cars, shopping. Yet mattresses have more or less stayed the same since the invention of sleep. Well, finally, the mattress has evolved thanks to Purple. The secret is the Purple Grid. It's a patented comfort technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style, so you get the soft comfort you crave and the firm support your back needs all at once. You can count on resting easy night after night, year after year, because the ultra-durable Purple Grid won't sink or lose shape. Plus, with over 2,800 open air channels and naturally temperature-neutral gel, you'll never sleep too hot or too cold. Every Purple mattress comes with free shipping, free returns, and a risk-free 100-night trial. Experience the next evolution of sleep. Go to purple.com/Tom and use the promotional code Tom, T-H-O-M. For a limited time, you'll get $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/Tom. Promo code Tom for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, Donald Trump wasn't such a terrible president, other than inciting an insurrection against the government, mismanaging a pandemic that killed a million Americans, separating children from their families, and then selling them off into foster care where they literally vanished. Tear gassing protesters in Lafayette Square. He had the worst jobs record of any president in modern history. He tried to blackmail a foreign country to get dirt on his opponent. He fired the FBI director for investigating his ties to Russia and Putin. He took Vladimir Putin's word over U.S. intelligence. He caused the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. He lied nearly 30,000 times. He vetoed a defense funding bill because it renamed military bases away from Confederate generals. He increased the national debt by $8 trillion. He had three of the highest annual deficits in U.S. history. Well, the list goes on. There's actually over 250 things on this list, and about two-thirds of it is on a video over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. And welcome back. So we are discovering, this is a joint investigation by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCCRP, and the Project on Government Oversight, POGO. And what they found, there was a leaked list of Oath Keepers. This came out of the Stuart Rhodes trial. And they compared this list to lists of government employees in various government agencies. And what they found was that there were more than 300 Oath Keepers. Keep in mind, these were people who tried to overthrow the government of the United States. There are over 300 Oath Keepers in the Border Patrol, the Coast Guard, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Secret Service in the Department of Homeland Security. According to the report, quote, Oath Keepers have deployed armed groups in response to protests against police brutality against black people, such as in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014 and 2015, and at Black Lives Matter protests in 2020. Many protesters and observers saw the Oath Keepers' presence as intimidating and in opposition to calls for police accountability. They note several members left the Oath Keepers because the group was so radical. The new report follows the November 29th conviction of Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Meggs, the two essentially leaders on charges of seditious conspiracy. Rhodes once wrote about infiltrating government agencies. It's men like this on the inside who can and do provide information to expose what's going on. Now we can add a DHS patch to our display of patches that shows that there are Oath Keepers among them. That ought to get a few panties in a wad. Good fun. Fenny Thompson, the head of the January 6th committee, says extremism within our government is always alarming, but even more so in a department with law enforcement and national security nexus like DHS. Yeah, you think? Meanwhile, Brett Kavanaugh went to a Christmas party with Matt Gaetz, Sebastian Gorka, Stephen Miller, Chad Wolfe, Greta Van Susteren, and Eric Prince. What could be more precious, right? You wonder. You remember Brett Kavanaugh? He said during his hearings, "You Democrats, you think you're having fun now. I'm going to get you back." He didn't. Those weren't his words. Those are my words. But I'm characterizing, I think, accurately the essence of what he said. It's incredible. Meanwhile, progressive lawmakers want a fraud probe into this expansion of Medicare privatization that's supposed to start in January. I'll tell you about that very briefly on the other side of the break, and pick up your phone calls for the rest of the hour. Right after this, it's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartmann Program. Talk media for the sane among us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And yes, we are right here. We'll be right back with your calls.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Be honest. Since the lockdown started, have your weight loss goals for 2020 fallen by the wayside? Well, now the warmer weather is here. Why don't we hit the reboot button on 2020, declare May 1st, New Year's Day 2.0, and get back on track with our weight loss goals? Doctor-developed Riduzone is an excellent way to curb cravings for the fattening foods that derail your diet. Backed by two U.S. patents, Riduzone is the only FDA-accepted product that includes OEA, the naturally occurring molecule that helps you feel full faster and burn stored fat while reducing your calorie intake. Riduzone makes it easy to resist those cravings that make it so hard to lose weight.
Riduzone is available exclusively at Riduzone.com. Use the promo code TOM to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at Riduzone.com.
With all the uncertainty in our political and economic arenas, people of our great nation are more concerned about the future than ever before. Fact, America's distrust in Congress is at an all-time high. 93% of polled Americans do not trust in our Congress to do what's best for our country. That's why gold and silver are more popular than ever. This phenomena is not limited to the United States. People all over the world are acquiring large amounts of gold and silver. Even central banks are buying gold every year in astronomical amounts. What do they know that you don't? Get the knowledge you need to make smart decisions for your family's financial future. Call my friends at ITM Trading and get a free gold kit and arm yourself with the information you need during these uncertain times. Call ITM today at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. ITM is keen on education and big on customer service.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has placed a temporary stay on the expiration of pandemic-era limits on asylum seekers. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court likes to decide cases narrowly, and in this case, there is an argument that Title 42 is the wrong law to secure the border. It is an emergency statute implemented in this case because of the coronavirus, which is no longer an emergency.
FlightAware says Southwest Airlines has already canceled 2,500 flights today. Thousands were stranded yesterday, including this woman in Portland, Maine.
Obviously, they haven't fixed their systems in years, and their CEO and their chief operating officer, those people need to be fired.
The digging out continues in upstate New York. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars.
The blizzard conditions, of course, are gone. But we're going to be responding in some ways to this blizzard for still a number of days as they continue to open up the city of Buffalo.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Well, it looks like Congress is waking up to these Medicare Advantage privatization scams. Chiquita Brooks-LaSure is the name of the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. And she received a letter from 21 members of Congress about the ACO REACH program. Probably the most prominent names were Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Pramila Jayapal. And, it's talking about this program that can slam you out of Medicare and into Medicare Advantage without your knowledge or permission. It's pretty friggin' breathtaking. And the middlemen in the ACO REACH program can keep up to 40% of the money that they collect out of Medicare. They take this out of Medicare funds. In order to provide you with services, they can keep up to 40%, which means they have a hell of an incentive to say no to you when your doctor wants you to have a procedure or get a prescription or see a specialist or have a test or a scan. This is nuts. The number for Congress, if you want to register your thoughts, is 202-224-3121. And, stop the privatization of Medicare, stop ACO REACH, and support POCAN's Save Medicare bill. We got to get this thing rolling. Anyhow, picking up your phone calls, Johnny in Phelan, California. Hey, Johnny, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks, Tom. As far as where the Trump supporters are going to go, I think there are probably a lot of answers because they came from a lot of different places. But I wanted to respond to what you said about this movement not necessarily being just Trump. And I've pondered the 30s and 40s a lot. I watch a lot of documentaries on World War II. I always wonder what would have happened if Hitler would have been assassinated early on. And, there's no answer when you ponder those what ifs, but I enjoy pondering it. And it makes me ponder this current circumstance as well as this current circumstance makes me ponder the past and make those comparisons. So that's all. Thanks, Tom.
Well, it was, what was going on, Johnny, in the 20s was there was a worldwide fascist movement. Keep in mind, it wasn't Germany who bombed us, on Pearl Harbor Day. It was December 7th, 1941, as I recall. It wasn't Germany who bombed us. It was Japan. And when we declared war on Japan, right. Germany had an alliance with Japan, and Germany declared war on us. And boom, we were off to the races. It also wasn't Hitler who was the first fascist who was elected to public office and took over a major European country. That was Mussolini in Italy. So, Hitler was kind of following a trend. And that's what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing this trend that is being led in large part by Putin and Russia, secondarily by Orban in Hungary. Now you've got Duda in Poland is kind of flirting with fascism. And and of course, you've got undemocratic regimes around the world who are tossing in with it, from Saudi Arabia to China to Iran. And it's increasingly becoming the free world against the unfree world, essentially. And I think that dynamic was very much the dynamic in the 1920s. And what has happened is the generation who fought that war is now all, largely dead. And, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It seems like that's what's happening, Johnny, to me.
And 60 million dead people.
Yeah.
And we still didn't get rid of Nazism or fascism. But there again, more to ponder.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Tom.
Yeah. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah. Those are, thought viruses, poisons, political poisons that will always be with us. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, you were asking whether the media rise up to the occasion to stop fascism, and my answer is no. They're complicit in helping and bring it to us. They whitewash and sugarcoat everything the Republicans and Trump, especially Trump, have done in the last, well, since Reagan, basically.
Yeah, it certainly has seemed that way. This whole false equivalence, if we're going to speak badly of the Republicans, we have to find something to say bad about the Democrats also, which is just like a disease within our media. And the unwillingness, the whole access problem, where Republicans say to media organizations like MSNBC and CNN, we will simply refuse to come on your platform if you ask us hard questions or you ask us follow-up questions. So literally every Sunday, you get Republicans on television telling lies, and the journalists that they're supposed to journalists, so they're really just media stars, that they're telling those lies to are not holding them, are not even asking the reasonable follow-up questions. And when, on those rare occasions when they do, when Dana Bash or Chuck Todd or somebody actually asks a follow-up question, it's like headlines. I mean, it's like, holy cow, wow, somebody finally did their job. And we're all shocked.
It's not the news they report, it's the news they don't report.
That's an important point, Mark. That's a really important point, this is where our big crisis is. I'm with you. Thank you very much for that. Jane in Costa Mesa. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. I thought of this yesterday, and I went, oh, my God, talking about or speaking about idiotic moves by Trump. We kind of forgot, but he gave the Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh.
I remember.
Was that just the most crazy, nutty thing that, I just had to bring that up again.
Well, Rush Limbaugh probably did more to help get a Republican, starting in the mid-80s. Was it 87 that he started his show, I believe? Maybe 88. In any case, he did more to get Republicans elected probably than any other media figure in America. So, I understand that.
Well, but he was kind of a comedian. I mean, he wasn't. I don't know. I just
that was his shtick. He was dead serious about his politics.
Exactly. Yeah, I suppose he was. Yes,
he was.
That's all. I just.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane.
I just wanted to bring that up. Okay.
Good point.
Take care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. But I would add, Rush Limbaugh was an enthusiastic purveyor of neo-fascism, misogyny, racial hatred, bigotry in the United States, and anti-LGBTQ hate as well. Sydney in Moore Park. Hey, Sydney, what's on your mind today? Boy, a lot of callers from KPFK this morning.
Oh, yes, thank you, Tom. Everything you said, I'm glad that you pointed to what seems like a much bigger monster than what we imagine. And for me, Elon Musk is epitomizing that monster, because he seems to be linked to China and like a worldwide sort of like this fascist type of epidemic. My theory is about where all of Trump supporters are going is that they're just doing what they always do. Wolf in sheepskins. We didn't do anything, and we're the real heroes here. Thank you so much, Tom. I don't know. Sure. I'm curious to know everything that you have to say.
Yeah, well, the Elon Musk thing is absolutely fascinating, because here's a guy who made most of his wealth on a brand whose principal customers were upscale progressives. I mean, I know several people who own Teslas, and they're all upscale progressives. Most of them live in California.
Wow.
I think he's blowing up his brand. I mean, Tesla's stock is in the tank right now. And, how do you do this? I mean, it would be like Walmart, one of the founders of Walmart coming out in a very, very public way, starting to make fun of people who live in rural areas. It's like you can't do that. You can't crap on your base, basically on your customer base. And, whether he'll succeed in turning Twitter into 8chan or not, I don't know. I it looks like that's what he's trying to do. But although who knows? I mean, maybe there's something strategic here. Maybe there's something even brilliant here going on that I just, I don't get. But yeah, I think, Sydney, I think you raise a really good question. Thank you for that. Jeannie in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, Jeannie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you, Tom? I'm starting to watch your show again. I cannot believe myself. But anyway, I'm so glad you finally found out about the dopamine thing. The of the trip. But it appears to me that we're looking at grown men and women playing sticks and stones, calling each other names in the same toxic, oily, polluted puddle of mud. And Biden, his last move that he made, bringing back the it was a political move, no question.
Well, Brittany Griner was a political prisoner. I mean, you know, she was seized because Putin decided.
Why do we always leave our soldiers behind?
Well, generally we don't.
My father was a Marine.
Jeannie.
Okay, you don't do those things, but.
Right, and we didn't, leave Brittany Griner behind, you know, which I think was a good thing. Jeannie, thank you for the call. Tammy in Coconut Creek, Florida. Hey, Tammy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm just calling about the Medicare privatization scam.
Yeah.
You had referred to it as Medicare Advantage scam. It's different from that program. This is something that Trump initiated via executive order.
Right, ACO Reach.
That Biden.
Yes.
Right, and Biden ran on repealing it, and then he did not. And instead, Liz Fowler, his pro-privatization director of CMS, she tweaked it, repackaged it, and this is what we have.
I agree.
And it's also not only – so what I'm saying is basically if people call the White House, if people call their – especially the Democratic members of Congress, the House and the Senate, and demand – that Biden, they don't need to just, like, kick out some of these unscrupulous entities that are now enrolled in this program. They need to repeal it and end it because they upcode us.
Yep.
And when you upcode us, that's falsification of a medical record. They make us appear gravely ill to get a higher reimbursement, and then it bankrupts the trust fund. And
yep.
Then the funny thing is, when we have no Medicare left and we all have to go back to private insurance, guess what happens? They look at us and say, oh, you're very sickly. You had this wrong with you and that wrong with you. And it's all based on a lie. And, like, frankly, it's racketeering. And where is our Ferdinand Pecora? Why don't we have somebody who's willing to stand up to the insurance industry and take them on? And it's just really sad because Biden could end this.
We do have somebody, Tammy. I mean, you've got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Pramila Jayapal and all these 34 members of Congress who just wrote this letter saying, you know, stop ACO Reach. And I agree with you. End ACO Reach. And we all need to be calling our members of Congress at 202-224-3121 and saying, end the privatization of Medicare through both, you know, stop Medicare Advantage and stop ACO Reach. I'm completely with you. But in answer to your question, which might have been rhetorical, you know, why is nobody standing up to these people? It's because that industry, that health insurance industry, is literally making tens of billions of dollars of profit every year. And they're taking hundreds of millions of dollars out of that, a little tiny slice of it, and recycling it to pretty much every politician in America who's willing to take money from a corporate PAC, you know, which is all the Republicans and half the Democrats.
And I get that. But couldn't we have a prosecutor, you know, do this, go after them, other than an elected official, you know, a federal prosecutor? Start with, like, in Orlando, one of the biggest fraudulent companies is Advent Health, according to the data released in a Common Dreams article. And, like, you know, we need a prosecutor who's going to go after them. Even Merrick Garland, you know, if only he would channel Ferdinand Pecora, we'd stand a chance.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, and I would love to see some prosecutions for fraud. The New York Times, Tammy, and I'm sure you know this, you know, it was like, what, a month or so ago, the New York Times did a deep dive in the Sunday newspaper, or maybe it was in the Sunday magazine, about how these companies are ripping us off and how, you know, and right up at the top of the list were companies that you think are reputable, like Kaiser, you know, but who are just, like, you know, ripping us off, all of us. It's insane.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And their end game is to destroy Medicare because they can't make money off it and go back to having us all depend on for-profit insurance companies.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Go on.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that Americans have elected 8 animals to political office? I realize all politicians are animals, and arguably all humans are animals, but these are non-human animals who have been elected to political office. It's absolutely fascinating. There's Stubbs the cat, who was the mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska. Most of them, by the way, have been elected mayors. Clay Henry the goat, he was the mayor of Lajitas, Texas. Max the dog was the mayor of Idlewild, California. In Milton, Washington, they didn't go for the mayor. They got a committee person, a committeeman. That's Boston Curtis the mule. And in Boscow, the dog became the mayor of Sunol, California. Jinx the cat, this is one of the very best. Jinx the Cat was the mayor of Hell, Michigan. Isn't it nice to get away from politics every now and then, or sort of? Lincoln the Goat was the mayor of Fairhaven, Vermont. And there was even a rhinoceros who was on the Sao Paulo City Council. The whole list is over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. Welcome back. 7 minutes before the hour. Brian in Waterloo, Iowa. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, has anybody called about the carbon capture pipelines planned for Iowa?
No, not to the best of my knowledge. Go for it.
Well, the ethanol industries are not sustainable. So there's corporations that want to capture the carbon and get the carbon credits and pipe it across Iowa in high-pressure, dangerous pipelines.
Pipe what? Ethanol?
No, carbon.
What form of carbon? I mean, ethanol is a form of carbon.
It's the byproduct of the... they have to make the ethanol with natural gas to cook it.
Right. That's one way to do it, yeah. So...
yeah, there's a large amount of carbon that they... yeah. It's a byproduct.
Okay, Brian, I'm sorry. I am not familiar with what you're talking about. I can't speak to it. My apologies. Darren in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Darren, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was referencing the caller that had called before about why can't we stick some prosecutors on this whole scam of it's not just health insurance companies and those who are, you know, who now own those Medicare or Medicaid Advantage plans, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
These supplemental insurance, you know, I mean, it's first of all, it's ridiculous that in 2022 we're fast approaching the 24th century, and you know, we're the only country on the planet left that, you know, doesn't have free medical.
We are 22 years into the 21st century. You're right, and this is
and a big problem, and a big part of the reason why that is because, you know, we ever since, you know, my parents bought our home back in the 60s, and I'm a child of the baby boomers, mm-hmm. me and my brothers. And ever since then, the conditions of the American middle class worker, your typical average, you know, go to, you know, dashing Dan to the commute, you know, every day to the city and so forth. They've just gone down. And it's death by a thousand stings.
Yeah.
Because we're not seeing it because it's happening over a long, drawn out period of time. But, you know, it's like that. What is it, that poem? If you prick us, do we not bleed? But no one realizes there's a needle in their arm feeding us all this. And we don't travel. We don't get vacations. That's why they won't give us vacations. You know, I got friends in Australia, Ireland, Germany, and it used to be Czechoslovakia. But now they're stuck there. They're part of Russia. They can't even get back. They travel months a year, every year.
Yeah.
That's how they live. So they know what life is like everywhere else.
That's
Americans don't know how others live.
That's a good point, Darren. Darren, thank you. Thank you for the call. The benefits of paid vacations. We'll be back with, internet gods willing, with Lamar Waldron to talk about the JFK assassination. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartmann.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4651. That's 1-800-613-4651. 1-800-613-4651. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans, and you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.